Jeff Goodman, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Jeff, this is Dave Lefkowitz at Dave's Gone By. How are you?
Who is this?
Talking to Jeff. The owner and proprietor of Fantasy Schmantasy Balloons, Jeff Goodman, also a theater critic for many years. And now you're an actor? Well, I mean, you've done acting before, but tell us.
Well, first of all, can you speak up a little bit, or is there just a bad connection?
It's a bad connection.
It's
the boring. I have to yell to be heard by people on the phone.
Okay.
No, I hear you fine.
Oh,
I'm the
great
one who has to yell. Yeah.
Okay, I'll put the volume up on the phone. I'll put
Please
my
do.
Hearing aids on.
So, but you're doing a musical?
I am. How interesting.
Tell.
Well, the Book of Mormon called.
Yeah.
And said they didn't want me.
Mm.
Then Phantom of the Opera called and said, don't even bother. So finally, after about 300 phone calls, this little synagogue in Long Island says, we need you to do Gypsy, but we don't want you to sing.
Hmm. And so you're not Herbie. Who are you playing in Gypsy?
I am playing many, 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 many roles. I start out with playing Uncle Jocko, which is the clown in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Then, oh, and by the way, they also got me into changing all the scenery.
Well, yeah, they know what they've got in you. They got a free scenic designer. They're not stupid.
Exactly. Yeah, who do you think built the rose, the big rose that comes down at the end?
Whoa.
It's all out of glitter.
So
7.5 pounds later.
Now, hold on. Where is this being done?
What's that?
Where is this?
Oh, it's being done at Temple B'nai Torah, which I believe is in Wantagh. It's on Jerusalem Avenue in Wantagh.
In Long Island. And how
yes.
many performances? When are you doing it?
We have 4 performances. We opened last weekend. Oh, I would not suggest anyone go see it. I definitely would run from this. if you have to clean your closets, do that.
Why are you saying...
It's a miracle. We opened last Saturday, and things were amazing. I was shocked. Like, there's one little girl. There's a girl who runs in and out, one of the Hollywood blondes.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, we hardly rehearsed. I had one rehearsal in May, and then the only time we even did 2 rehearsals in a row was the week before we opened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, everyone's very busy. And I asked them, why can't we rehearse on Mother's Day? And they said, it's Mother's Day. I said, well, I don't really think you spend all day with your mother. But that was the excuse. And then, God forbid, we do it on Memorial Day.
Well, I mean, who's directing?
Actually, it's a nice guy. Don't know his last name. I think I threw out the program. His name is Tom. He's actually really good.
Oh.
He's really trying hard. The problem is the people involved. The producer doesn't seem to want to rehearse. All I kept doing is I emailed him stuff. I said, you know, I don't think we're really rehearsing enough. I don't think people... I mean, up until one or 2 days before the opening night, no one knew their lines.
Oh, come on!
Swear. As a matter of fact, I think the last rehearsal before opening, they completely skipped Wherever We Go. They skipped the song. And then all of a sudden they went, oh, it's the reprise. We better go back and do that.
Oh.
People go back and forth pages. If you know Gypsy, it's a laugh riot.
Yeah, it's very funny until the last 10 minutes, you know.
No. I mean, no, if you know Gypsy, and it's a laugh riot how bad this thing is.
Oh, dear.
I mean, just, you know, the things that they we constantly, in my head, I'm turning forward 2 pages, going back 2 pages. Because, oh, I was going to tell you, so I play Jocko the Clown, then I go to Mr. Goldstone. Oh, by the way, they don't have any of the props from Goldstone. I get an invisible spare rib. No plates, no... we're right next to a kitchen. There's not a plate in it, not a fork, no knife. You know, I'm glad there's a chair when they say have a chair. Opening night, I finally got a styrofoam egg roll. Of course, you know, it's so hard to find egg rolls on Long Island.
Have some air, Mr. Goldstone.
Every 50 feet.
What?
There's only a Chinese takeout every 50 feet. And they roll of a dollar.
Oh, my God. What made you say the show must go on? Why didn't you or anybody else just say, you know, this could be embarrassing. Why are we doing it?
I don't. Well, when I talk to the producer, he tells me it's okay. He had a good feeling the show was going to be fine. It was going to be great. And it's a fundraiser for my synagogue, and of course they sold a lot of tickets to the members.
Did they really?
Well, yeah, starring the rabbi, who hilariously, oh my God, I love her. I really do like her. We have a female rabbi.
Yeah, so are we out here, actually. But
and I had asked her 2 years ago, I said, you know, the perfect musical to really do it at the synagogue would be the musical 13. They like to find children's musicals.
Oh, yeah.
And so 13, you know what she told me?
What?
And I'm a little peeved about this. She goes, well, I don't really like it because at the end, he doesn't he kiss his girlfriend at the end and she's not Jewish? I said, oh, okay. You know, and at the time I said, okay, well, you don't want inter-religional, what is it, inter-whatever kissing.
Well, they're also underage.
Then the next year we decided to do a show about a stripper.
That's right. Come
you
to
know?
Think of it.
I know.
Yeah. See, I would avoid 13 just because you have to deal then with, you know, age-appropriate actors.
No, but they like to do. They do. They every year they do a kids show.
Oh,
surprisingly,
oh.
Last year we did Annie. Huh, clever. Oh. And this year they're doing Seussical.
Okay.
This coming year. So they like to do children's musicals, which is fine. You know, I'm not going to look at them, watch them, but, you know.
So Jeff, tell me. You've already done one or two performances of this Gypsy, right?
Two.
How did the audience react?
Well, of course, it's the rabbi. They love her. So, and it surprisingly went on well. I was going to tell you, there's a little girl comes in and out. Never, ever before opening night did she even make her entrance. She'd always forget. I mean, she just completely missed her mark, and she was terrible.
Yeah.
Opening night, the girl was terrific. Huh. Terrific. I couldn't believe it. It was a little Jewish miracle. A little Jupsy miracle. I call it Jupsy, J-E-W-P-S-Y.
Maybe your show will last 8 days and 8 nights. Maybe.
Please, God, no. It's mercifully over tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Did it get better the second night?
No. It went back to, you know, we had an audience of like 30. And it got back to it. You know, because everyone was, I think it was all adrenaline that got opening. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. It was all adrenaline fueled. And then everyone just was too overconfident, I guess, second performance.
Oh,
except
man.
For me, I was nervous as all hell.
Well, but here's the other question. I mean, Gypsy, if it's really well directed with great actors and everybody knows what they're doing, right, and you're doing mm-hmm. the songs, runs about 2 hours and 45 minutes to 3 hours. You guys, does the thing run like 4 hours?
I thought it would, but for some reason, maybe they cut a lot. They used the script from the TV movie, so I think that they cut a lot of stuff from the TV movie.
Okay. Was wondering
which
about that.
I think was kind of smart.
They cut Louise, didn't they?
Well, I wish.
Oh. Ooh. Rawr. What's wrong with Louise?
Let me tell you, I tried to be as nice as I could. Nice as I could to this 17-year-old girl.
Uh-oh.
I tried to be nice to everyone. I held my tongue. I don't tell them what I did for a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever, volunteerism. But, you know, and I didn't say anything, but this girl, backstage, I'd say something to her. I said, oh, nice, you did nice. I mean, she actually had a really good work ethic. Of all the people, she had a good work ethic and stuff like this. But she'd be backstage, and I'd say something, and she would roll her eyes and ignore me.
Well, I do that all the time, too, Jeff. You know that.
Yeah, but you at least have credentials, and you're not doing it in Wantagh. You're not the diva of Wantagh. So, and then she would shush me backstage, you know, before the show. Shh, shh. It's like, and she'd tell me to be professional. I go, what? and then Sunday, uh-huh. She finally broke it. She said something to me, and I said, listen, you little high school girl. I said, first of all, I'm old enough to be your father. You should respect me for that. I said, but I have credentials that you have no idea about. And I just tore her a new one. And, of course, what was our audience? All her friends on Sunday. But she's horrible. She's so not sexy. Everyone says that. They go, could you get a less sexy Gypsy or
oh,
a Louise?
Dear.
When she takes, I'm telling you, because I also played the burlesque theater owner.
Yeah.
So it's like, I sit on stage and I go, because I yell, do something and take something off. And it's like, please, I'm going to put things back on. But really, I just sit there and I go, why on earth would I even let her go on for a second performance? She is so not sexy. She doesn't move sexy. She just, you know.
You know what I love about this conversation? We're talking with my old friend Jeff Goodman. And we had a really nice interview.
Who are you calling old?
Earlier in this show, we interviewed Dakin Matthews, who's this veteran actor. He's been on Broadway. He's on Broadway now in The Best Man, starring with some of the most famous people you've ever heard of. And you asked him about
Michael
all
McKean,
the people
who's recovering.
Wait, but I mean, you know, you ask him about the all the people that he's worked with over the years, and you know, it's always just generic nice things to say, as most actors will, because you never know when you're going to be working with people again, and you know, you only remember the good stuff and all that. So you know, a good interviewer like Howard Stern will really dig, and he'll get, you know, the real dirt. So I do a typical normal interview with Dakin Matthews. He was very nice, but you know, no dirt at all. Nothing really that interesting about all the people that he mentions. I get you on the air, and you start pissing on a 17-year-old girl, and you're still in the show, and you're criticizing everybody. I love it.
I made them all gifts. I even made her a gift, but I just don't like her. and really, I just told her I really did, and honestly, and you know me, because I was angry at her.
Yeah.
But it was all for good for her. And I told her, I said, listen, you have, you know, you don't need talent to succeed in this business. You have to be a nice person. You have to get along with people so they want to work with you. And I told her, I said, your work ethic is great. You know, I didn't say anything about the talent. But I just told her work ethic was great, but she's just miserable to deal with.
And so you didn't tell her that she has the sex appeal of a rhinoceros,
no,
essentially.
That's not... She can't help it.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? She can't help it if all her boyfriends are gay. She doesn't understand these things.
She'll learn.
She will learn.
She'll be an embittered lesbian by the time she's 37, you know.
No, I hope not. I hope for all the women out there she's not.
Oh, out. So, you know what, Jeff? Go all the way. What's her name? Where does she live?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I forget her name. What was it? I even made her something with her name on it. I can't remember it. Perry, I think, with an I. Maybe a heart on it.
Well, that's the only heart on she'll ever give a guy,
you know,
I'll tell you that.
What? Well, you know me. I don't really care if you like me or not, but I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I know.
And you don't even have to, and you're a terrible interviewer, and you get all the truth out of me. I'm only kidding. I know.
So
I can't be mean to people I really like.
I miss
doing the show with you. That's one of the few things I miss in life.
Well, come on and visit Colorado. Come on down. You go to
you
Vegas
told
all
me
the time.
You wouldn't let me stay in your house, remember?
Well, yeah, that's about, yeah, you know. We have a garage. You can stay in the garage.
Thank you. And what would I do with Julia?
Oh, how is that your dog?
Maybe it's my girlfriend.
Your what? What?
No, it's my dog.
Okay. Ooh.
She's right here, too. But she won't talk. She doesn't really bark that much.
Jeff, you got to talk into the phone.
I am talking into the phone.
That's better.
I know how to talk into a phone. I'm not stage talking to you.
You were mumbling. You were turning upstage. You were giving
no,
us
I
your
wasn't.
Upstage side.
I haven't moved. I'm sitting here in a chair sweating.
I thought the weather broke in New York. I thought it's nice today.
It did, but I was working like crazy cleaning up.
Right. Now, Jeff, do you mind if I ask the ultimate drum roll personal question?
Sure.
Because the last time we had you on the show, you were, you know, you had dropped quite a bit of weight. You were doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was past, I think, the 100-pound mark, weeks and weeks ago, when we last talked. Have you been a good boy? Have you plateaued? Have you lost more? Where are you at?
I am down 130.
I'm sorry I didn't give a drum roll for that. Let me do it now.
Oh, sorry.
Mazel tov. 130, man. Very nice.
Yeah, but there's still ways to go.
Well, yes. I mean, I saw you.
Trust me, one of my friends showed me pictures from the show. I said, oh, I am still a fat pig. Okay, nice.
Well, yeah, actually, on your Facebook, you have pictures. It's so cool that you put up pictures of you and Gypsy. And, yeah, you're a big guy. But, you know, 130, that's a whole human being that you have lost right there.
Well, I was really tipping the scale at about 430, 440. I don't know.
Okay, so now...
My scale stopped at 410.
But so. Now, have you seen the other side of 300? Have you gone...
Yes, of course.
Well, if you lost 130 pounds and you were 440, you haven't.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just take everything from about 420.
Okay. So that you're under 300 now.
For free if they were there. I don't know. I wasn't going to a truck stop to get weighed. I'm sorry.
God. No, but congratulations.
And by the way, if you notice, I will talk badly about myself as well as other people. I don't just trash other people.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm like that too. I start with myself and then I work outward.
Well, I think the only way you can trash other people, because I know tons of people who will trash other people, and you say one nasty thing, one kind of thing to be funny about them, and they get all upset.
Do I know anybody like that? I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
Me?
No. I think most people are like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, boy, a little criticism. Even if it's in jest, they get all upset.
So what else is new, Jeff? Have you been to Thailand again recently?
No, I haven't. I decided this year I may not. I was there in January, so I don't know. Oh, no, it's there last in October. So I'm not sure, because I'm busy cleaning the house, fixing the house up to sell it here in New York, so I can move to my house in Las Vegas.
That's right. Now, you do have the house
or
now.
In Nevada, actually. What?
You bought the house in Nevada. You own it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's being rented. That's great. That's
yes,
so cool.
Yes, rent it out.
I'm sorry?
And I have lovely tenants. I like my Mr. Rick, my tenant.
Mm-hmm.
His last name begins with Q. Can you imagine?
Q. Interesting.
How many people do you know?
Well, Quincy, Quimby, Quinlan.
I have no idea.
Quarantine, Quinine. Quizzling?
I think it's cute with a Q.
Kulowitz?
I don't know.
Kustein?
But he goes to a lot of girlfriends. Every time I go, there's a new girlfriend. But I like the original one, so I'm hoping she's coming back.
Louder, Jeff. Can't hear you.
Oh, I said, I was mumbling. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Because I didn't want everyone to hear, so just you. I said, I liked his first girlfriend. I really liked her. And then when they broke up, I was a little sad. I met his new girlfriend. I went, oh, that was a mistake. Then they broke up, and he got a new girlfriend. Now the old girlfriend has come back.
Oh.
So I don't know if she's there to stay, but I like her. So I'm rooting for her.
Aww.
I'll give them a little. If he takes her back, I'll give him a little off on the rent. So if you're listening, Rick, that's the way it is.
I'm sure he's listening. Everybody listens to this show.
Of course, Rick, take Christine back. $25 off the rent.
oh, big macha.
I can't.
That's a reminder that both Jeff and I are Jewish. So there you go.
That's right.
So what has been new? We only have another couple of minutes with Jeff Goodman. What else has been new and exciting in the life of Jeffrey Goodman?
I'm just cleaning my house. I'm fixing it up. I'm building a deck. I'm doing all sorts of things. I'm very handy.
That's wonderful. Well, we know you are because you run Fancy Schmancy Balloons and you do all these parties.
Well, that means I'm crafty, not necessarily handy. But it turns out, I found a realtor I really like. I mean, we're not listing it yet, but she keeps coming back to take a look and said, fix that, do that, you know, get the pests out of your house, you know, maybe put a ceiling up, you know, minor things.
Okay. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I think the way you've turned your life around in the last 2 years... is pretty amazing.
Took me 50 years. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, from the place that you were physically and mentally, I guess 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, to, you know, the progress that you've made now.
I always tell people I hit my all-time low in 2007, 2008.
Right. Which is, by the way, when we were doing our show together on Long Island Radio.
Well, come on. let's face it, that was an all-time low.
Oh, absolutely.
When the highlight of the week is doing a radio show with you, you know something's a problem.
Well, I have to say it was a highlight of my trip to New York last March, to be able to see you, to see how well you're doing, to see that you look so much better.
I must say it was the highlight of your life to do a show with me.
I don't know if it was
the highlight. It's so much better with me on.
Well, you know, I do miss a co-host, man. I mean, you know, I like to... The problem is when I'm alone, and I heard it today when I'm doing my spiel about Milwaukee and being on the air. And I talk, and some of it's interesting, and sometimes I just know, ooh, I'm going to get to something interesting if I could just get there. But I ramble a bit, and I go. And it's like when you have that other person in the room, it's somehow different. You have to be sharper. You kind of have to... You have the give and take. And I do miss that. I think it would be a better show if I still had a co-host.
It's just easier. Doing the TV show with Charlie, it's always easier doing it with someone else. So you have someone to bounce off of and someone to, if they hear it's going poorly, then they'll just change the subject or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
so,
tell you, what are you doing? What are you getting at?
And that is helpful. And sometimes I used to get mad at you because, you know, I would be trying to make a point and then you'd be veering me off. I'm like, no, wait, you, let me make my... But
is
for the most part...
Is that why you locked me out of the booth all those times?
Well, it was also trying to keep you awake because you would be so exhausted and we'd be doing a show at like midnight, 1 a.m., you know, keeping the show going.
Those overnights were so hilarious. I mean, really.
I'm not even talking about the show we did at that university where we were literally the overnight. I'm talking when we stayed late on the other station.
Oh, when we stayed late at the WMMR?
Yeah, right. And then it would go past...
Can we mention these names or no?
I don't want to. I don't want to give them, I want to give them...
No one listens to that radio station anyway. I don't even know if it's still in business.
Yeah, it's still there. They're still
there.
Are they? Yeah. I assume. They still have a website as far as I know.
You don't even look at their website. Who do you think else does?
True. So,
but
I mean, they gave me my start. I can't say that much about that.
But it's just, you know, people weren't as nice as they should be. But then people rarely are.
True.
You know,
there's a life lesson
for everyone. They never
appreciate
you and me.
I'm sorry. What was that?
People don't appreciate us. We're so freaking talented.
Well, I think so.
I think so, too. I think you're the best co-host.
And
you.
What? Sorry?
I said, don't you?
I think you are the best co-host, too, Jeff Goodman.
No, you're supposed to say, I think I'm the best co-host, too.
Oh, I think...
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, ba-dum-bum-cha. Hey. Ha. Okay. We're going to wrap it up with Jeff Goodman here on Dave's Gone By. It's 12:45 in the afternoon, Mountain Time. Jeff, I want to wish you all the best. I'm going to be back in New York in August. So I hope to see you then.
Well, should I send you a video of the show, by the way?
Of what show? Oh, they're videoing the gypsy? Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
It's so embarrassing.
You must.
The rabbi playing Mama Rose.
It could be like the moose murders of this.
Oh, by the way, I must tell you, after the funniest thing.
Yeah?
Now hold yourself, because you're going to fall off the chair.
What should I hold? Okay.
Well, you hold whatever part you want to hold.
Oh, yeah.
Some parts are a little too small, so don't bother. But they were talking after opening night. You know what they want to do next year? They were saying, oh, you know what we're going to do next year?
What?
Rent. Yeah, we can't kiss people of different religions, but that's okay. AIDS, gay, all that. Very, very, you know.
Oh.
And they'll never do it. Are you kidding?
Rent.
Well, some guy wants to do Les Mis. I said, good, we should really have a six-hour show.
Well, they can cut that one.
Gypsy.
Oh, man.
What's that?
No, I'm just picturing it. I mean, I guess they want to use young people, which is good, but yikes.
No, they don't have that many. They don't have that many people over 14 or 15.
Over or what? What do you mean?
They don't. We have a lot of children.
Yeah.
Like all the children in the first scene. And they all love me, by the way.
Uh-huh.
They haven't learned to hate me yet.
Well, because you're
little
jolly.
Kids, you know, this little kid in the talent show.
Yeah.
So, they like to use little kids because they don't have a lot of, you know, high schoolers and middle schoolers.
So, oh, I see. So, yeah, but I would figure also because it's a synagogue, the basic constituency, even of the actors, is like, you know, 75 plus.
Well, no, you have to remember, it's 75 plus. Well, we could always do the Olympia Dukakis shows. But it's 75 plus, but we also have that bar mitzvah contingent, the under 13 crowd.
Right.
And
so,
that's what they like to tap into, because like all community theaters, they like to do something that's going to star all the younger people so the parents and the grandparents buy tickets.
They could do You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. They could probably get away with that one.
Yeah, I guess, but they're not enough cast members.
Oh, they need also a big kind of a, I guess,
yeah.
They want to use a lot of people. I gotcha. Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen Annie with 40 orphans? Everyone's an orphan. I mean, you know, Oliver, another good one.
Of course, Oliver, certainly. Yeah.
You know, we haven't done that yet, but I'm sure it's a coming.
I don't know. I think you guys should do Pacific Overtures. Really stretch yourself.
Welcome, America, please. Hello.
Tons of yellow makeup. You guys can do it, you know. I would love to see it.
Well, we're a very talented bunch.
Well, Jeff, you have to promise to send me a copy of the video of...
If I can get a copy of it, sure
if,
I will.
If, of course, if.
They're selling it. I'm not buying it. Trust me.
Well, sneak in like at least an audio thing so I can play clips on the show. So I can hear how Gypsy sounds.
I'll have them send you a DVD or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll say, oh, I have a radio show interested in doing it. The rabbi will go right into that.
Oh, my God, yes. Well,
but
I started giggling
rabbi.
Like
she's
Charles
very,
Nelson
she's
Reilly.
Really quite nice. She's really lovely.
I'm sure,
and
I'm sure.
And she's not horrible. But she didn't learn the role till the night before.
Oh, well, yeah,
she got engaged the night before we opened, too.
You can learn Mama Rose in one night. You know, that's a simple part.
It's only in a couple of scenes, right?
There you go. All right, Jeff, I've got to wrap it up. It's almost 10-2. It's wonderful talking to you. Congratulations on all the good things that are happening. Congratulations on all the bad theater that you're doing.
It closes Sunday. Buy your ticket soon. There's only a few seats left.
The Wantaw Beit, what is it, Beit Israel Shul?
B'nai Torah.
B'nai Torah Shul, their version of Gypsy. Get it while you can.
7:30 tonight. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye now.
Bye.